This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange into a DST, the passive option, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A DST lets 1031 investors own institutional real estate passively, close in bays, and replace debt without a new loan. How DSTs qualify, the risks, and exits. When an exchanger wants out of active management, or simply can't find and close a direct property inside the deadlines, a Delaware statutory trust may be an option worth considering. A DST lets you own a fraction of institutional real estate, passively, with a closing measured in days rather than weeks. It has become a common passive 1031 replacement option, and for accredited investors it offers a combination of speed, diversification, and built-in debt replacement that direct property can't easily match. But DSTs are speculative, illiquid securities with their own rules and risks. This guide covers exchanging into a DST in full. A DST holds title to one or more institutional properties and issues fractional beneficial interests treated as direct real property ownership for 1031 purposes under Revron Rule 2004-86. You get professional management, diversification, and access to property types and quality you couldn't buy alone. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.